You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 78, verse 65 and 66. Then the Lord awoke as from sleep, like a mighty man who shouts because of wine, and he beat back his enemies. He put them to perpetual reproach. I know some of you may have experience in your life that look as if God is sleeping, but you are not able to say it. You are afraid of saying it's like God is sleeping. But when you look at the world today, actually, it looks like God is sleeping. Things are happening left, right, center. Evil seems to be prevailing. There's a lot of confusion. People are really asking, where is God? Where is God? It looks as if everything has been happening the way it has been happening. There were people who lived in 20 AD. There were people who lived in 100 AD, 1000 AD. There were people who lived in 1866. Everything just has continued. There is nothing dramatic that has happened. Brethren, that is going to change one day. The Bible said, then the Lord awoke us from sleep. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Look at all the people we have buried. Look at all the people in the soil. If the Lord tarries, we will also join them. But the time is coming when the trumpet will sound, and suddenly God will act with speed. He will act with speed. The Bible says, like a mighty man who shouts because of wine, and he beat back his enemies. He put them to perpetual reproach. He beat back his enemies. God will wake up and suddenly things will begin to change on the face of the earth. Suddenly human beings will take up a new body that will live forever. People who have rejected Jesus Christ will be cast into the lake of fire. Things will suddenly change. It will happen. And people will be wondering, where is all this coming from suddenly? Where is it coming from? All the people who says, oh, there is no God, they will find themselves in front of God to be judged from the books. And they will be condemned to eternal time in the lake of fire. Brethren, it will happen. God is only patient and giving men time to repent. But I also want you to note that at individual levels, I'm telling you, this is how it also works. Sometimes it will look as if God is sleeping. Nothing will be happening in your life. I had a period in my life when I will wake up, I will cry. I had no job. My life wasn't moving forward. Marriage was completely off the line. I wasn't sure whether I was even going to marry in life. Nothing worked. I will cry. I'll get up from my cry, pick my pieces together and see whatever I will do that day. And it continued like that. And I couldn't see possibility. I couldn't see where anything will happen from. I couldn't see where help will come from. I can't see where I'm going to get a job from. Everything just looked like nothing was going to happen. My friends were moving forward. All my friends, at the time I would get married, all my friends were married, at least with a child. At least with a child. I was the only one who wasn't married. Everything just seems to be moving on for everybody, except me. Well, you know, that's not true, but that's how it feels like, that you think that it is only you that things are not going forward for. But then did you know that just like this scripture says, all of a sudden, the first job I was going to get, they just called me. They were not even thinking of employing anybody. It was at the point they spoke to me that they decided to employ. And then the second job again, they just gave me a call, a federal job. They just gave me a call on a Saturday, just like that. And before you know it, God spoke to me about my wife. Before you know it, I got married. Before you know it, we had a child. And it just looked as if there was a speed that I didn't even know where the speed was coming from. Things just began to change. For a long time, I was preaching. Nobody even heard that I was preaching. Nobody even knew that somebody was preaching. If I tell people that I've preached for almost 20 years before people began to even say, who is preaching there? A lot of people will find that difficult to believe, but I'm not exaggerating that. That is the truth. But then all of a sudden, things will just happen suddenly. It's not only a one-time experience. That will be our experience in different areas. Sometimes you may have sickness, you may have an issue with your health, and it looks as if it has lingered for long. You will wake up one day and that sickness will be history. You won't even remember how you used to feel the pain again. It's gone. God has taken care of it. The Bible says, then the Lord awoke as from his sleep. My prayer today is that God will arise and you will experience God in a new and fresh way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.